We have Jesus telling us today that you have to give something up for the kingdom. He's calling each of these people who are saying they're going to follow him to come and to give some other part of their life up. I will follow you, and Jesus says, yeah, but you can't follow me during the day and then expect to go home at night and not think about me again. Foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but I don't have a place to lay my head. I don't even have a pillow, he says. He says, oh, whoa, you have to do that? Another says, well, Jesus says to him, follow me. Sure, but I got something I have to do first. No, no, the kingdom of God must come first, he says. Oh, I'll follow you, says another. Yeah, but you're going to try to do some things, and no, you got to put the kingdom first, he says. You see, in this very choice-filled culture, we think that we can have everything. But for every yes, there's always a corresponding no. Thinking about a video that I saw not too long ago by a group called NOOMA, N-O-O-M-A. I think you might be able to see it on YouTube. It's called Shells. And it's Rob Bell is there talking about how he and his family, his two sons and his wife, had gone to the beach, and, you know, they're walking down the beach, and they see, every once in a while, you know, they see some shells, and, you know, of course, the boys are picking them up, and they think they're pretty, and they're holding on to them. They want to take them home. Well, as they're walking along, they see on the waves of the ocean this starfish just floating, and it's not too far out. And the youngest looks at it and says, I want that. And so Rob says, go for it, it's yours. So he starts running out and gets up to his ankles in water, and then turns around and starts to run back and says, why, no, you can get it, come on, go get that starfish. So he turns around again and starts running out, and he goes up to his knees, and he has this look on his face of consternation. He turns around and starts running back in, and Rob and the whole family are saying, come on, it's yours, you can get it, come on. So he runs back out, and he's like within 3 feet of the starfish, and he's not picking it up, and they say, why don't you pick up the starfish? It's yours. It's right there. Just take it. He says, my hands are full of shells. You see, when we're holding on to all these different things, we can't go for that most important thing. The starfish, this live starfish, was worth everything, and he still wanted to hold on to the broken pieces of shells. Think about, I was at a conference, youth conference several years ago. There was, this father was talking about how when his son was really, really young, he wanted to try an experiment. Now, I think this guy should actually be reported for child cruelty, but what he did was he put a little car in front of him, and the little boy picked up the car, and he goes, ah, I got the car, it's you know. Then he puts another car down, he picks up the second car, oh, I got two cars, how could I be any better? Not that he's saying this, but you know, and then he puts this cookie in front of him. And the kid can't let go of the cars. He doesn't know how to let go yet. And he's looking at this cookie. I really think this father needs to be reported for child cruelty. But he can't let go. So often in our lives, we fill them up with so much stuff, and they're all good things. Shells or cars, but they're not the most important thing, the starfish or the cookie. We fill them with things that are not as important as others, and then we can't do that which is most important. As one of the sayings goes, those things which are urgent take precedence over those things which are important too often in our lives. And when we fill our lives, and I know so many soccer moms that tell me how they're running around bringing their kids to this sport and that sport and play practice and band practice and Boy Scouts and Brownies and all these things, and all of them are good. But then they lament that they never have a family meal together. Well, when we fill our lives with good things that are not as important as other things, we lose that time for that which is most important. And we look at these people today. Jesus says that one thing which is most important, the kingdom of God. He knows this. Look at this. He says at the very beginning of the gospel, when the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. He knew what was that most important thing. He knew what his yes to the Father was. And it meant, by that yes, he had to say no to so many other things. But he knew that this yes was most important. If we don't have that most important yes in our lives, we're going to say yes to so many things, and when the important thing comes, we're going to have to say no because we can't fit it in. Will we say that yes to the kingdom of God? We hear in the second reading today from the letter to the Galatians, for freedom Christ set us free. He set us free so that we could live freedom. Freedom to be able to love. Now a lot of times we think freedom is being able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. No, being able to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it ends up not in freedom but in addiction. It ends up with us being chained and shackled and tied down. Not being free. Because when we go after our pleasures and our lures and our draws, then we get addicted. We get entrapped and snared. And Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and life to the fullest. I have come to set you free. And so God is calling us to this freedom. Freedom of new life. Freedom where we can say yes to God, because so often where our lives are filled with those things which say no. Things that say yes to loving Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and therefore loving our neighbor as ourselves. Reaching out to build up others. When we can get beyond our selfishness, when we can get beyond our own desires and our own pettiness, and be free of these things so that we can then reach out in love, this is worth everything. Loving God and loving neighbor is that one thing necessary. Our society, though, prides us on being busy. That we are doing things constantly. Will we take this opportunity to reevaluate our lives, to reprioritize our lives, to take a good look on the inside and say, am I seeking after that most important yes? Because if we don't know what that most important yes is, we may say no to it when it comes. And that means saying no to freedom. Saying no to joy. Saying no to peace. My sisters and brothers, let us ask our God to help us take a good look at our lives to see that which is most important. So that we can clear out all the other things that are getting in the way. So that we can drop those shells. So that with the power of the Holy Spirit we can open our hands to let go of those cars to grab that cookie. To be able to reach out and take that starfish. To be able to grab the life that God desires for each of us today.